Hello and welcome to the Building an Indie Business podcast with Supreme Rum Ham. I'm your host, Alex. Today, I wanted to discuss the importance of research, and I wanted to discuss it through my experience running a e-commerce store. So I'm going to talk about how I used research to improve my sales, and I'm going to give you one example of how I used it on Alerts for BTC. So first I wanted to announce something very huge. My friend and friend of the podcast, Fajar, has announced Fajar as a service. And so he will help you with your logo design, your video promotion, and poster design. And Fajar is a master at branding and promoting, so using him as at his service is something fantastic, and I would definitely recommend. I will link to his stuff and the page that'll give you more about it in the show notes. I also wanted to discuss the Patreon page and the Buy Me Coffee page, which are, of course, to improve the podcast. So if you get value out of this podcast and you want to help me out in any way, you could use Patreon or Buy Me a Coffee. Every dollar I get will go straight back into the podcast. If I need equipment or software or anything for the podcast, I will use the money from Buy Me Coffee or Patreon. All right, so let's get into it. Let's see. So when I was 19 in 2017, I think, I started a e-commerce store. And the store is based on, the designs are based on pop culture references. So I do a lot of Bill Burr references. I have Bitcoin designs that I sell. Some designs are based on Seinfeld or Always Sunny. Just things I watch on TV or things that I hear. And so one day I was looking at my most profitable designs, and I noticed something about those designs. They were only available to purchase as stickers. And this is because sometimes the designs didn't look good on t-shirts, so I didn't make a t-shirt as them. I only kept the design as a sticker. And I wondered why that was. So I did some research. That's the name of the podcast. And I walked through my my customer's experience of buying my products. And I did it on one of those drop shipping websites, so I was competing with a bunch of people. So yeah. So I walked through the experience of buying a product. And what I noticed was that when a design was available as a t-shirt, then what showed was the t-shirt. And to know that a design was available as a sticker, you had to click on the design and like search for it. So when a design was available only as a sticker, then what would happen was that when you searched for that design or through that search results of designs, then it'd show the sticker. And of course the stickers were less money to purchase than the shirts, so more people would buy the stickers. So what I did was I split my products or my designs into two segments. I made a separate entry on the website for shirts, and I made a separate entry for my stickers. And the result of that change was my sales went up 400%, or sales revenue went up 400%. So yeah, I was making more money because I would sell, for one design, I would sell like maybe two t-shirts a month for like $5 per t-shirt. And with a sticker, I was selling one sticker for 50 cents every day of the month. So I was making more money. So what this made me realize for my designing in general, this was way before I started web development also. So this is the reason my goal for my designs is make everything as easy as possible for the user. And how I used this principle in web design pretty recently was on alerts for BTC. So when I first made alerts for BTC, to get the instructions on how to use the website, you had to hover over the elements. And as I stated in the product hunt episode, that it's not accessible. And also another reason was because hovering over the elements isn't obvious for new users. They would have to know to hover over things. And what I noticed was, like, on my heat map, no one was hovering over that specific element that needed to start the instructions. So what I did instead was I made the instructions a button, and now users just have to click the button. So I made it easier for them to get the instructions. Okay, that's it for this episode. Thank you for listening. Have a nice day. You can tweet me at SupremeRumHam. Any questions, any episode ideas, anything else. You can also email me, srhpodcast@gmail.com. Have a nice day. Bye. All right. So today's joke. I don't have anything to rant about or just make fun of, so here's today's joke. A machine learning algorithm walks into a bar. A machine learning algorithm walks into a bar. A machine learning algorithm ducks down and avoids being hit by a bar. All right. Thank you for listening. If you actually heard that joke, if you either liked it or didn't like it, let me know on Twitter @SupremeRumHam. Thanks for listening. Have a nice day. Bye.